Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Ireland. Elected government officials worldwide praised Falun Dafa and its founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi, in speeches and messages to commemorate May 13th, the 26th World Falun Dafa Day, and the 33rd anniversary of Falun Dafa's introduction to the public. Falun Dafa practitioners in Ireland held a celebration in the capital city of Dublin on May 10th. Seven elected officials, including MP and city councillors, sent congratulatory messages to mark World Falun Dafa Day. Member of Parliament Barry Hennigan wrote, "World Falun Dafa Day is a significant occasion that honors the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, values that resonate across cultures and communities and which are deeply needed in today's world. These universal principles promote understanding, peace, and personal integrity, and I commend all those who strive to embody them in their daily lives." Falun Dafa practitioners in Ireland and around the world have long contributed to a more harmonious and respectful society through their peaceful practice and positive engagement with their communities. I recognize and appreciate these contributions, and I stand in support of your right to freedom of belief and peaceful expression.
South Korea. The Seoul Larkspur International Film Festival opened at the KBS Art Hall on May 30th. This year's films showcase justice, freedom, and human rights. About 1,600 celebrities attended the festival's opening. The documentary State Organs was screened during the opening ceremony. It exposed the crime of forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China and made a big impression on audience members. The film describes the experiences of two young people who were arrested by the police and then disappeared while they were detained. The film has received about 40 awards worldwide, including within the countries of the United States, Japan, and Taiwan. One of the documentary's producers, Cindy Song, said that she was glad the film was selected for the opening ceremony. She explained, "The victims in the film are from Qingdao, which is just across the sea from South Korea. I believe it's important for people in South Korea to hear this story." Popular South Korean YouTuber Daner Kim observed that by focusing on one family, this documentary depicted their devastating pain. He said, "It left me with a profound sense of grief and solidarity." Kim said in an interview after the screening, "If the people of South Korea aren't outraged, if we don't wake up, this country could become another China, no different than a nation under CCP rule."
Australia. Practitioners held celebratory events at Palm Plaza in the city of Greater Dandenong on May 17th and at Box Hill on May 31st to commemorate the 26th World Falun Dafa Day and the 33rd anniversary of the practice's public introduction. They also conveyed birthday greetings to Master Li, Falun Dafa's founder. Performances by the Tian Guo Marching Band, Waist Drum Team, as well as elegant fan and Vietnamese hat dancers were all praised by spectators. Many people were interested in learning more about Falun Dafa. May 31st event attendee Ms. Chen immigrated to Australia from China many years ago. She knew the CCP was corrupt, but she had some misunderstandings about Falun Dafa due to the CCP's hate propaganda. She finally realized that the CCP does not represent China and agreed to quit the CCP organizations she joined many years ago. She is also thankful that practitioners do so much to help people learn the facts. Elected officials attended or sent messages praising the practice to both celebrations and thanked practitioners for their efforts to enrich communities.
Bulgaria. Public support for Falun Dafa grew during an event in the city of Plovdiv on May 24th. Every year on that day, Bulgarians celebrate the holy day of the Bulgarian alphabet, one of the city's official holidays. It marks the creation of the first Bulgarian alphabet, the Glagolitic script, by the two brothers named Cyril and Methodius. Practitioners in Bulgaria seized the opportunity to hold an information event in central Plovdiv on that day. They distributed educational flyers to tell people about Falun Dafa and collected signatures on a petition to raise awareness about the brutal persecution of practitioners in China. Many Bulgarians were shocked to learn that such a positive spiritual practice was being persecuted and expressed their support.
Japan, the 2025 Vietnam Festival was held in Yoyogi Park in the city of Tokyo on May 31st and June 1st. Falun Dafa practitioners introduced their practice during the event and called for an end to its persecution by the CCP in China, utilizing informational display boards and various educational materials in both Japanese and Vietnamese languages. Many passersby accepted the materials and said they were shocked to learn of the organ harvesting. Some said they wanted to learn more about Falun Dafa. Many people were deeply moved by practitioners' peaceful approach for ending the persecution.
France. Falun Dafa practitioners from France and Germany held activities in the French cities of Colmar on May 24th and in Strasbourg on May 25th. They introduced the spiritual practice to tourists and locals, demonstrated the exercises, and talked about the CCP's ongoing persecution. During the information day held in Strasbourg, a man from Russia named Leon said he particularly appreciates China's traditional culture. During a long conversation about the persecution, Leon initially declined to sign the petition, even though he knew the dark side of communism in the former Soviet Union's history. He doubted whether a petition could change the status quo. A practitioner told him that the only certainty was that nothing would change if no action was taken. Leon eventually signed. A group of Chinese tourists were very happy to listen to a recording of an informative message in Chinese. Practitioners received much encouragement and positive feedback at the event, as well as many signatures on a petition aimed at ending the brutalities, especially live organ harvesting. The petition will be provided to the governmental representatives at the upcoming G7 summit.
Argentina. World Falun Dafa Day celebrations took place in the capital city of Buenos Aires on May 11th. Practitioners took a group photo to express their heartfelt gratitude to Master Li for introducing Falun Dafa to the public. Practitioners of all ages came to take part in the celebrations in Chinatown that day. One of them was Carlos, 76, who travels 6 hours and catches 4 buses every week to participate in truth clarification activities in Chinatown. To celebrate World Falun Dafa Day, practitioners who operate a restaurant in Buenos Aires decorated the space and played videos introducing the spiritual practice. Employees told every diner about the benefits of practicing Falun Dafa. Many people said they were moved by the joyous and welcoming atmosphere.
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. An 89-year-old man in Heilongjiang province is still being hospitalized after a violent arrest in late May 2025 that resulted in severe chest injuries. Mr. Chen Hongrei was deceived into opening his door to a deputy captain and the local community officer workers that day. Without saying anything, they dragged him to a car. Mr. Chen, who suffered injuries to his left femur years ago, relies on a walker to get around. Despite his mobility condition and advanced age, the police officers dragged him so hard that he suffered worsening chest and back pain. The violent arrest of Mr. Chen was triggered by a letter he wrote to his local prosecutor urging her to stop persecuting Falun Gong practitioners. Mr. Chen, his wife, and their son and daughter-in-law were repeatedly targeted over the years for practicing Falun Gong. His wife and daughter-in-law both died as a result of the persecution. The city court initially set a court date for May 27th, but aborted the plan because Mr. Chen was still hospitalized.
Mr. Zhu Yujin from Shulin City was abused to the point of developing life-threatening medical conditions while serving a four-year term for practicing Falun Gong. The prison authorities approved of Mr. Zhu's medical parole request, but its supervising agency denied it. Mr. Zhu is incapacitated after suffering a stroke and heart failure. He also has diabetes and other heart conditions. He is now being held at a prison hospital. Mr. Zhu was arrested last year during a police sweep in which more than 50 other Falun Gong practitioners were arrested. He was tried in late October 2024 and was later sentenced to 4 years. He was admitted to the Gongzhuling prison on December 18, 2024. Given his frail health, he was put in the prison hospital. This is not the first time that Mr. Zhu was targeted for his faith. After the persecution began, he went to appeal for Falun Gong and was arrested and given 1 year of forced labor. He was again arrested and sentenced to forced labor in 2003. In 2013, he was taken to the city detention center. He was hospitalized due to the abuse he received there. He was sentenced to 5 years. His condition kept worsening after he was released.
Mr. Gao Lianhua, a 52-year-old from Gansu province, has been sentenced to 6 years by a court in Beijing for his faith in Falun Gong. Mr. Gao was working in Beijing at the time of his arrest in 2023, after being reported for talking to people about Falun Gong. The arresting officers from the local police station barred his family from visiting him. It was only confirmed recently that Mr. Gao had been sentenced to 6 years. It's unclear where he is currently being detained or what persecution he might have endured in the past 20 months. This isn't the first time that Mr. Gao has been targeted for raising awareness about the persecution. While living in Tangshan City, Hebei Province, he was arrested twice and served a prison sentence of 3 years and 4 months.
Ms. Guo Danja from Yuyang City, Hunan Province, was arrested for the 11th time because she practices Falun Gong. Ms. Guo was reading the Falun Gong teachings with Ms. Zhang Lanwei at the latter's home a few weeks ago when the police suddenly broke in and seized her. They said a surveillance camera recorded her distributing Falun Gong informational materials in Linxian City. Ms. Guo is being held at a detention center. Her latest arrest was preceded by a prison term of 3 years and 2 months. Before her prison sentence, she was sent to a psychiatric hospital in June 2020 and forced to take psychiatric drugs, even though she was not mentally ill. Those who know Ms. Guo can't understand why such a law-abiding citizen is being persecuted again for practicing her faith.
Signature Drive opposing live organ harvesting in the Netherlands. Practitioners held an event in Tilburg, Noord-Brabant province on May 24th to tell locals and tourists about Falun Dafa and how it is persecuted in China. They set up informative display boards on the main shopping street that read Journey of Falun Dafa in the World and The Persecution of Falun Gong in China. Even though it rained in the afternoon, they continued to demonstrate the Falun Dafa exercises, distribute truth-clarifying leaflets, and collect signatures on a petition to end the state-sanctioned live organ harvesting from practitioners. Many people said they admired practitioners for their perseverance despite the weather and thanked them for telling them about Falun Dafa. A law student studying at Tilburg University named Sebastian said, "I thought I was very familiar with international events because I surf the internet every day, but I never heard about this. I was shocked." He added, I will post the news on my social media to let my friends know about it and pay attention to it. I hope that this evil ends one day. An 80-year-old man stood in front of the display board for a long time. Then he took out his reading glasses to look at it carefully. He asked the practitioner, "Why doesn't the Chinese Communist Party allow people to practice Falun Dafa?" The practitioner explained that Falun Dafa teaches truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. The man said, "The Communist Party is especially at odds with compassion and forbearance." He told the practitioners that when he was young, he liked Mao Zedong because Mao said he wanted to benefit the world's people. Half of the people in the Netherlands were confused by what Mao said. But now that I have seen the real situation in China and Russia, the two largest communist countries, I no longer believe their words. We have all been deceived. A woman visiting friends from the neighboring city of Breda signed the petition and recorded the information on the display board on her phone. She said, "Thank you for standing in the rain. Thank you for telling me this." About 100 people signed the petition to stop the persecution of Falun Dafa and forced organ harvesting.
Falun Dafa practitioners spread the truth in the third largest city in Finland. Practitioners participated in the Marketplace of Opportunities event in Tampere, the third largest city of Finland, on April 29th. It was held to encourage local organizations, communities, and networks to work together to promote global equality, the well-being of humankind, and human rights and human dignity. Practitioners distributed introductory materials about the practice and collected signatures on a petition protesting the CCP's persecution of Falun Dafa. Their eye-catching information booth was close to the stage and attracted many passers-by. Members of the Peace Chorus from the Legion Theater learned about Falun Dafa and the persecution. They crowded around the table to sign the petition against the persecution. A practitioner gave them lotus flower keepsakes to thank them for their support. One of the chorus members saw the words "truthfulness, compassion, forbearance" on the card that was attached to the flower and said, "These values are so wonderful." Many of the singers attached the keepsakes to their costumes before they went on the stage to perform. A woman who signed the petition said that the live organ harvesting seemed very far away and unbelievable. She praised Falun Dafa practitioners for organizing such an event that gave more people access to factual information. She added, "Seeing it in person is totally different from seeing the information online." Booth visitor Mr. Yusi reported hearing about Falun Dafa at a train station 10 years ago. He mentioned that a friend gave him a Falun Dafa book, which he read, but later lost. A practitioner told the gentleman that he would give him a copy of the book Falun Gong and hoped that he would cherish it. Mr. Yusi was very touched and said he would definitely make time to participate in the outdoor exercises in the city this summer. He added, "I came here today because I needed to look after a friend's child. I believe that this book brought me here. This book is very important."
Falun Dafa practitioners assembled in front of Parliament Hill in the eastern Canadian city of Ottawa on May 28th to celebrate the 33rd anniversary of the introduction of the practice to the world. Through activities that included group Falun Dafa exercises, dance, and music performances, practitioners celebrated World Falun Dafa Day. 15 dignitaries also joined the event to communicate their best wishes and commend Falun Dafa and practitioners for their contributions to Canada and local communities. Polish immigrant Aneta Plaga, a tourist from Toronto, said she had fled that communist country in 1989 and moved to Canada. She said, "I know communism. This is not a natural way of life for humankind." Aneta signed the petition calling for an end to the state-sanctioned live organ harvesting in China. Software developer Jonas signed the petition and said, "This is a group of peaceful people. This world is going to become a better place because of these principles." Nick, a Dutch exchange student, said of Falun Dafa, "I want to learn deeper and try to immerse myself in it. making myself become better. An American tourist from Memphis, Tennessee, named Eduardo, came to Ottawa with his family, and they happened to see the Falun Dafa practitioners rally. He was attracted by the Tianguo marching band's music and commented, "I like the band's music. Everyone is well organized, and I really appreciate that. Furthermore, their music makes me feel very comfortable." A practitioner introduced Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance to the family, and Eduardo said that these kinds of values will bring goodness to the world. He was especially moved by the word compassion and explained, "A person without compassion is like an empty shell. This world is ever-changing and there will always be setbacks in life. If people can have tranquility and gratitude in their hearts, they will be able to overcome the difficulties and become happy beings."
Thank you for listening to the Mingwei Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.